Hi, Richard. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you. I like your hippie comment. I knew a girl that worked at Fred Meyer whose name was Jackie, which was spelled J-A-C-Q-U-E.
There you are. Well, look at that's. I just relayed that from Dr. Tamburi. He tells everybody himself, and I thought it was cute, so I just relayed it.
I think it's funny. Hey, the reason I'd called is listening to your very valuable program and subscribing to your very valuable newsletters.
Thank you, sir.
I started doing, I do a CoQ10, 300 milligrams twice a day. And a famous chiropractor in Bellevue who I will name by the name of Carl Gelstrup, whom you know.
Yeah, go Carl.
Yes, he suggested that this CoQ10 I get at Costco was one of the best CoQ10s he'd found, or anything, one of the best products he'd seen come out of Costco. So I've been on that. So,
okay.
But then I heard on your show I should take this acyl-L-carnitine.
Yes, sir.
And I just happened to be searching to buy some, and I brought something up on WebMD. Now, I have hypothyroidism. And
okay.
It says there is some concern that acyl-carnitine might interfere with thyroid hormone. Use acyl-carnitine if you have any underactive thyroid.
What that concern is, sir, comes from studies that show that if you're hyperthyroid, overactive thyroid, that if you take a considerable amount of acetyl-L-carnitine, it actually can block the effects of that extra thyroid hormone at the receptor site. Now, that's not in the thyroid gland. It's out there in the tissues that are receiving the thyroid hormone. However, those were studies of people with overactive thyroids. And there are no studies that I'm aware of, and I do keep track, of the acetyl-L-carnitine blocking regular amounts of thyroid. It's the hyperthyroid that got blocked, sir.
This particularly states hypothyroidism, so underactive.
Well, I'm sorry. I have not seen that one, sir. I have seen the hyper.
All right. And I am taking, just as a side note, I'm taking 125 micrograms or milligrams of levothyroxine, and also 45 milligrams or micrograms of armor thyroid. So I just had a concern about that, if it was going to be a detrimental effect on what I'm taking.
Well, let me, imagine this. I don't know everything, so I do tend to rely on people who know stuff.
Okay.
And, yeah. And here is a quote from a book I'm looking at. This is the second edition of Dr. Alan Gaby's Nutritional Medicine, the famous 9-pound, 17,000 citation textbook. And yeah, it does cost $300, but it's really worth it. Under the chapter on acetyl-L-carnitine, adverse effects. No serious side effects have been reported with the use of acetyl-L-carnitine in doses of up to 3 grams a day. Treatment of elderly individuals with 3 grams a day for 40 days had no effect on blood counts or blood chemistry tests.
Okay.
And lastly, nausea, vomiting, agitation, increased aggression, and confusion have occurred in some people taking high-dose acetyl-L-carnitine. So there you go. Says nothing about thyroid. Watch out if you get nauseated or vomiting if you're taking a big dose, like 4 or 5 grams a day. But most of us don't do that.
Right. So, okay. So I think what I've been taking is like, is it 1,000 milligrams twice a day?
And
does that make sense?
That's well within reasonable, sir, yes.
Okay. All right. I just had a concern about that. So I do appreciate your program. It's excellent, and your newsletters are as well. So thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and if you can afford it, get Dr. Gaby's book. This is a free commercial for Dr. Gaby because he does such a wonderful job.